Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling because we actually received a notice through our fax about your business, and then I tried to call the numbers on it, and none of them worked correctly, and then I looked your company up on Better Business Bureau and saw a different phone number. So I don't know if there's a scam going around with your guys' name. With different phone numbers, but I wanted to tell you that first. And then I did look at your website and stuff, though, and I wanted to see if you worked with nonprofits for lending at all.
We do, actually.
Okay.
We do have one program for nonprofits. I haven't done a nonprofit, geez, maybe 9-10 months. But, yeah, we do have a program.
Okay. I would like some information on that. We are a nonprofit child care facility. We just expanded into a larger facility 3 weeks ago, and we are having some working capital type struggles right now with this move. We spent a lot on the move, but, you know, we get income from various sources and everything's delay pay, so we're serving all these new kids, but we're not going to get paid for them for like a month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know if you guys do anything like that with working capital for nonprofits.
Sure. Do you have, I don't know if obviously I wouldn't know if there was a scam going around to the fax.
Right.
Machine.
I mean, I am not going to use this online, this form. I mean, it gave me an online, it was an offer number, and it said that we're pre-approved for up to $100,000, yada, yada, yada. But then when I called the number, like to ask some questions, it was telling me to push option one or two, and whenever I would push either option, it hung up on me. And then on the application form, there's another phone number that was like a direct, not a toll-free, which was an 858-909-8858, and that just was like a deadline.
Well, I know that today was probably the worst day to ever call because we switched phone systems this morning. So I don't know. 58. What was the last four digits?
8858 was the last four digits. The guy's name on here is Melvin Lopez.
Oh, right. That's a different office of ours. Okay.
A different office. Okay.
Right, right. That's his direct line. Okay. We have a couple locations. I'm at the headquarters.
Okay.
But, yeah, we did. We switched over everyone's. I couldn't make a call or receive a call for 4 hours this morning. It was terrible.
That this afternoon, though, so I don't know. Is this a valid number for your business then, 888-296-1071?
Yes, that's fine. We also have
okay.
Right, okay.
Well, the system's still not right, because right before I tried to call you is I tried that number, and then I found this number online through the Better Business Bureau.
Okay.
So,
I guess, I'm sorry. It's the best. It's been really frustrating on our end, too.
I just didn't want to give any secure information to somebody if it wasn't, you know, a correct source. So.
No, of course. And we really don't ask for any secure information over the phone. But
okay.
is there a 16-digit reservation code?
And like a little card-looking thing.
It's
an account number type number, yeah.
Is it like 2311 something?
It's actually 5256-7962-5207-6363.
Okay. No, yeah, I happen to actually know Melvin. That's why
okay.
Oh, I know he's
so he's legit. Okay, I just didn't want
yeah.
to.
No, of course.
To me. But when I saw you had an A+ rating for Better Business Bureau, I figured you guys had to be a legit company. So.
Okay, and is this the Kitty City, correct?
Yes, it's Kitty City.
And is this the one on Wilmore Avenue?
We actually just moved 3 weeks ago.
Okay, but that's the right. Okay.
It's the same business, so yes.
Okay, great. All right. So how much do you, how much are you looking for to tide you over?
If I could get around 50,000, that would be great. I could deal with 25 to 30 if we didn't get approved for that high. I mean, I don't need this 100 or 150 that this letter is implying, but.
Okay. And how long of a term were you looking for?
Honestly, we probably, what are your terms that you generally do? I mean, is there a minimum term, or how does that work?
We have a soft minimum of 6 months, meaning we do have a few three-month programs. I can't promise that's for the nonprofit program.
Right.
We work with a lot of wholesalers.
That's what you're, I would say, would probably be acceptable. Like I said, we expanded from a location where we were able to serve about 75 children to a location where we can now serve about 150. I've had 10 kids start this past week, and I've got 4 more starting next week. I mean, so the kids are coming. It's just a matter of getting the payment on these kids because a lot of them use child care assistance, which we don't get paid for till 4 weeks after the care happens.
Okay.
So we're serving all these new kids, and then we have to wait on the payment for them.
Okay.
So once
how do you,
we get that going, then we'll be, you know, in a fine position. I'd say 3 to 6 months down the line we'll be fine. It's just getting over this hump.
Right. Okay. How else do you get paid?
Well, we do have some private pay families that do pay weekly. We get paid through the state child care voucher system, which we get a weekly payment, but it's like 4 weeks in the rear. We are also getting paid monthly from a Head Start program, as well as a universal pre-K program, which is one of our county initiatives. I mean, our annual operating budget last year, I would have to pull my thing. Let me see here what we had last year as far as income and expense. Our total revenue last year was $844,985 for our 990, and it will clearly be increasing as we are growing. As far
yeah,
as
right. You're taking twice as many
right.
kids.
Right.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's a much larger building, so our bills are increasing too, and our you know, spending as far as staffing it. But yeah, our revenue last year in our smaller location was still at $844,985 on our 990.
Okay, so the 50 is definitely, definitely in the picture. Generally, we can lend in certain cases up to 15% of the revenue. But rule of thumb, the first time we work with somebody, it's usually about 10%.
Okay.
So we'd qualify for you know, probably closer to 80. Or so, and you could take the 50 or you could take the 30 now, whatever makes sense, and then be able to access that additional capital
if we
need down
it.
The road.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How do you...
Now, what are the terms like? Like, how much does it cost us to get that money? So,
right.
Because then I know what the big question will be with our board of directors.
Mm-hmm. So typically, you know, the cost of the loan, the interest, is determined by the term and how long you've been operating. So when did Kitty City start?
Kitty City has been, this is our 10th year, our 10-year
oh,
anniversary
nice.
Is this year. Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Have you been with Kitty City September?
Well, September will be our 10-year anniversary this year, and I have been with Kitty City for 9. Of those 10 years. I started in 2007. They opened in September of 2006. And I started
nice.
In March of 2007 with the company.
Okay. And so it just the time and operation, and obviously it's different with nonprofits because we don't have so-called business credit. And correct. we also don't have, you know, a lot of times with small businesses, the person is the business, right? So we also consider their personal credit.
Right, we don't have
credit.
An owner. Yeah, that's...
Right, right. So it'll be a little bit different as far as the inputs. But however, these loans, especially when it's something like 6 to 12 months, and maybe, you know, less than 12 months, it's not going to be annualized. So there's not going to be an APR because there's no annual rate, right?
Okay.
So there'll be a fixed cost of interest associated with the loan. And, you know, it's a huge range, always because, you know, in businesses, with small businesses, we help startups up to companies that have been around, you know, 50 years. So the range is really, you know, 10 cents on the dollar to, you know, about 25 cents on the dollar, maybe 30 cents on the dollar. You know, and that's right, maybe a startup or something like that. So, you know, I think conservatively, you know, if $50,000, you know, 6 to 12 months will be a difference. We give you options with different payback scenarios, so you can see the savings of taking a 6 month loan compared to a 12 month loan, which would essentially be, you know, pennies on the dollar, you know, maybe 5 cents on the dollar, but
Right. I mean, I do have our board's permission to research these options. I just, our finance lady would like to see any terms before I sign anything. So, I mean, that's where we're at because we did vote on that at our last meeting. I know usually with a nonprofit, you have to have, like, the meeting minutes of it being voted to do it and all that. So, so I don't know how the process goes or how long it takes, I mean, just to get an idea.
It's very fast as far as reaching an approval. We can usually have an approval ready in about 24 hours. Maybe with a nonprofit, maybe 48 hours. Maybe it'll take us 2 days to get an approval with terms. We would never ask you to sign anything without having an official in writing terms and documents and everything so you could see all the fine print. Of course, we can't produce terms or generate an approval without an application and certain financial documents. So I'm not, you know, it sounds like that was fine according to your finance person. So what's the best email address for you?
Jennifer.boger, B-O-G-E-R, and it's two N's, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R dot B-O-G-E-R at Kitty City Euclid, and it's KIDDIECITYEUCLID.org.
Okay. I'm going to email you what we need. I'll talk to our underwriter and just make sure that I have an accurate. We try to use as little documentation as possible just to get the approval. And go from there. And like I said, we'll be able to present you with options so you can present that to the board going from 6 to 12 months, the costs, fees, everything like that. And then we can just take it from there. And I just have a question. How does Kitty City normally borrow money?
We have borrowed through some bank loans before. We have done some personal loans from one of our co-founders in the past. Right now, we do have a loan and a line, but it's not enough at this point for what we need to do in this moment because of the expansion, because we just put in probably about $120,000 of work and stuff into the building we just moved into, which we've utilized the majority of our current available credit.
Okay.
So, I mean, but yeah, we've got traditional bank loans before. Our one co-founder has been a guarantor before on one of them. And then we did have a line that was just with our receivables. But we just are kind of tapped out right now and need that little extra bump to get over this little.
Okay. Cool. We'll put our best foot forward. I got you. All right. So I'll go ahead and talk to the underwriter. I'll get you an application and a list of what we'll need. Typically, it's bank statements and one or two pages out of a tax return. That's all we really want to see. And, and I'll send that over. Yeah, my name is Nick Chapman.
Nick Chapman, okay. Okay, just so I can look for that in my email.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll send that out to you within the next 30 minutes.
Okay. All right, sounds great. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thanks, Jennifer. It's nice talking to you.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.